Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Vice Guide to Right Now, your inside look into the best of Vice. It's Friday, May 17th. I'm Sophie Casas. Today, we're talking about online health companies and how we don't know what they're doing with our data. Back in September 2018, when Motherboard reporter Samantha Cole administered her own vaginal culture through a startup called Ubiome, she was skeptical. Her main concern, how would they use this very personal data? But even as a healthy skeptic, you know, she's a tech reporter after all, she said that she never could have imagined that her data could end up in the hands of the FBI. So I've got her in the studio to tell this strange and somewhat foreboding tale. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You wrote an article titled, Did the FBI Seize My Vagina Cultures?
I did.
So what's going on here? How did the FBI get your vagina cultures in the first place?
So I took a at-home test to test my vaginal microbiome, which is like the bacteria and organisms and things that are in everyone's vagina. And that test was done through a company called Ubiome, which they do. It's sort of like if you were testing your gut microbiome, but they do that. And they also do ones for reproductive health. So I tested the reproductive one because we were wondering how that sort of thing works as far as like privacy. And we just wanted to test it out. It was about a year ago, and see what kind of results came back and if they were useful at all. And we ended up not doing a story on that a year ago. But then a week ago, it turns out that the FBI raided, actually, I think it was a month ago, sometime recently, they raided the Ubiome offices and took with them some unknown amount of data. So
potentially your vagina cultures
potentially
are in the hands of the FBI.
We don't know. I asked the FBI and they wouldn't tell me.
Gotcha. Okay, so we don't know, but maybe. So after the FBI raided Ubiome, you wrote this story, and it's sort of part of a body of work coming out right now about these at-home genome sequencing tests like 23andMe, and how we're hearing more and more that they're being used by law enforcement to solve crimes. And, you know, when you take these tests, you don't necessarily know how your data is going to be used. Is that why you initially did the culture in 2018 when you sent it into Ubiome? You were kind of trying to figure out, like, how is this company going to use my data?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a motivation for it. I think at the time when we had the story idea, the stuff that was coming out with 23andMe and Ancestry.com and all that was very relevant, and it still is, but it was happening like at that moment. So we were just kind of like, well, let's see what specifically they make me agree to, what they collect. And yeah, that was the motivation for sure. I think probably the biggest part of this as far as data is Ubiome is a private company. They have to follow certain regulations with the health industry, but at the end of the day, they're a private company and the FBI can raid them anytime, or law enforcement can use that information, or they can sell that data to other parties as much as they want per their policies. So you agreed all that when you use the service.
So what kind of information did you give them in addition to the culture? Like, what information did they ask kind of surrounding this test that you took?
So as part of taking the test, I had to answer a bunch of questions to determine whether Ubiome would issue me a kit. And I think that's part of what they're in trouble for now is with the insurance companies. They basically asked me a questionnaire saying, do you have these symptoms or not? And then based on that information, they decide if I needed the kit, and then that information gets sent to the insurance company. So yeah, part of that was any kind of like symptoms I've been having, all of my sexual history as far as like sexual partners, number of sexual partners, gender, all kinds of questions about my sexual orientation, as well as just like general health data, like family history and stuff like that. So it was all very detailed and extensive just from what I gave in like a quiz format, let alone all of the data that I gave just from using like the kit. So they have like my DNA, they have like all kinds of information about like my life based on that snapshot, that swab, I guess. But also I talk to doctors that say that this one day snapshot, one moment is really inaccurate and not very useful for health reasons at all. So yeah, what they do with that information, I'm not totally sure because their privacy policies are vague enough that you don't know for sure what they do, but they could do anything with it.
Right. I mean, it's sort of a sidebar to this conversation that you talk to a gynecologist and you're like, is this information from UBiome useful? Like, how do I even approach this information? And she was like, no, like, this isn't worth taking. It doesn't tell you anything really, but especially if you're trying to read it yourself without a doctor. So that's sort of like an interesting sidebar that you're spending money, you're giving away your data, and then on top of that, the product doesn't really follow through.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the gynecologist I talked to was very like, these are a waste of time. Don't even waste your time. And also the report I got back was very long.
It was 9 pages.
It was like 9 pages, yeah. And it also just was full of like words that I didn't understand without Googling them. And I don't know if you've ever Googled like a symptom, especially in like women's health, it's bleak if you look up anything.
Yeah, I have. I have done that.
Everyone does that. And so it's like, it's you're really on your own. They don't assess that information. They also test for HPV, which is something that a doctor should talk to you about and not just kind of taking a swab and saying you have it or you don't. It's much more nuanced than that. So, yeah, it's pretty useless as a health tool as well.
So UBiome is not alone, though, in sort of this wave of online women's health and health startups, online services, apps. There's a lot that we're seeing pop up, like you mentioned NERX in your article, which is kind of like the Uber of birth control. It's like you get birth control delivered to your door. Infamously, there's Theranos. And I think you make a really good point that these types of companies are capitalizing on a very real need, which is that our healthcare system doesn't really work well. It's tedious, it's expensive, it's difficult to navigate. And particularly when we're talking about women's health, it can be really difficult. So there's a real need here, but then there's a real risk as well that patients are taking when they use these services. And the risk that you've identified, other than UBiome not really being useful as a health tool, is that you're giving away your data and you don't necessarily know what these companies are going to do with that data. Can you talk about some of the other media coverage that's happened around this issue? I know recently there was some stories about fertility trackers and period trackers that are also being identified as collecting data and not necessarily keeping that data private.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you are using an app like that and it's free, you have to assume that you're paying for it in some capacity with your data. And companies can use that information to market to you. We've seen a lot of cases lately with, and I think Vice might have written a story about this, but pregnant women being marketed to with like pregnancy ads and things like that based on either search history or these apps that they use to kind of track that sort of thing. And yeah, it's all just, it's very out there in the open the way that they use these things, but it's also kind of a little bit of a black box on how specifically your data is being used. Yeah, so I think it's filling a need that healthcare isn't currently filling. getting your birth control refilled every month is such a pain in the ass. And a lot of these startups like Nurx will send you your birth control in the mail, and it's great, but they've also been under fire for improper storage because they're a startup in San Francisco and there's not a ton of oversight
right. happening. They're not a hospital. They're not a doctor's office.
Right. They're not a doctor's office, and they're not distributing it under the same regulations. So it's frustrating because we can't wait for the industry to catch up and meet us where we are, but a lot of startups and companies and business people are jumping in that space and trying to make a buck, which is where you end up with really scary results.
Yeah. So you wrote this piece. How did people respond to it? What kind of reactions did you get?
I think people were more just like, how did this happen? Mm-hmm. I mean, the headline is very like, does the FBI have my vagina cultures? Maybe. We don't know. I think a lot of people were kind of just shocked that it got to this place, to this point. I was shocked when I saw, I was like, oh, Ubiome being raided, such a small, headline.
Right.
But I was also like, oh, fuck, I used that company.
That's me.
That's me.
That's my data.
Yeah, that's watching them, carry boxes of paperwork and computers away in, the press photos. Oh, there goes my cultures. Probably not. I'm sure they dispose of that stuff just from space needs.
Right.
They can't store it forever. But yeah, it's definitely, the reaction has been how did we get here? Which is a great question.
It's a great question. Well, thanks so much, Sam.
Thanks, Obi.
You can read Sam's full story at motherboard.vice.com. That's it for now. Thanks so much for listening. And make sure to tune in again wherever you get your podcasts for another Vice Guide to Right Now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.